This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1789. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded September 3rd, Algeria, Argentina, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bhutan, Biafra, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, Colombia, Egypt, Finland, India, Indonesia, Italy, Kashmir, Korea North, Oklahoma, Sao Tome, Sweden, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. For many years, Algeria has been registering imaginary shortwave schedules from two transmitter sites inside Algeria, according to HFCC listings. But in fact, they have been broadcasting only via the Issoudun transmitter site in France. Now it appears there's some progress in setting up their own shortwave stations. Jose Miguel Romero forwards a story from Radio World that Télédiffusion d'Algérie has enlisted Switzerland-based company Ampegon to install shortwave transmission systems at Béchar and Ouargla, O-U-A-R-G-L-A. These will enable TDA to broadcast shortwave without utilizing third-party vendors. Ampegon will develop turnkey solutions at both sites, including two 300-kilowatt shortwave transmitters, two shortwave antenna systems, and civil works. The project is estimated to be completed at the end of 2016. Ampegon has previously installed a sesquimegawatt longwave transmission system in Algeria near Tipasa and is modernizing two mediumwave transmitter stations in Béchar and Oulay Fayed. There's a lot more discussion of this long-delayed project, both about longwave and shortwave, in the New DX Listening Digest, when published, number 15-35, via worldofradio.com. In the Condish list, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia was wondering how to go about getting a verification from RAI in Argentina. The reply came from Arnaldo Slein, who's been writing the script, at least, for the DX program, although it's no longer in English. He says, I'm authorized by the director, Luis Maria Barassi, to reply and confirm reception reports. His email address is slaen@ciudad.com.ar. More about plans for a new private shortwave station in Australia. John O'Wright tells me that Craig Allen, who is a member of the Australian Radio DX Club, announced at their 50th annual general meeting that he'll be back on the air in about 6 months on 5055, and it'll be Aussie Music Radio. For a while, he was relaying Vintage FM. The nominal power is 1 kilowatts, but it's likely a lot less, he says, like 500 watts. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria comments for us about the confusing situation around 9677 kilohertz concerning Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Nagorno-Karabakh. He says the station operating in the 9675 to 9681 range, around 9677, the so-called Edaletin Sesi Radyosu, or Istimai, or Voice of Talishtan, most likely is Edaletin Sesi Radyosu, or Voice of Justice, an ID he heard, operating from Karabakh. It's not clear which radio organization was registered as Istimai or Voice of Talishistan. I think it is fabricated data. I monitored every day from August 17th to 25th on 9677, and the program was always in Azeri and seldom with interviews in Russian. The sign-on and sign-off vary within 5 to 10 minutes, around 0725 to 1307 UT daily. And he says, there is not another station on 9677 which had to be jammed. The music jingles, speakers, and programs are of the type of Voice of Justice was using for many years. And he says nothing about the FM mode being used on this frequency. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener forwards a press release September 1st. The Broadcasting Board of Governors has expressed outrage and dismay at the sentencing of Khadija Ismailova, an investigative reporter and contributor to Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty's Azerbaijani service, and called for her immediate release. A court in Azerbaijan has sentenced Ismailova to 7.5 years in prison. She was arrested on politically motivated charges last December and has been held in pretrial detention since then. BBG Chairman Jeff Shell said, "We are appalled by today's verdict. The sentence is clearly retribution for her exposing government corruption and sends a warning shot to other journalists in the country. The Azeri government has demonstrated to the international community that it disdains press freedom, supports its own impunity, and has little regard for human rights." In German, in ADX, via shortwave bulletin, Christoph Ratzer in Austria says he heard BBS Bhutan opening at midnight 14 UT, 45 hertz below 6035 on August 27th. Unbelievable signal strength, 10 over 9. And there was no interference on that date, but he says their opening times are widely variable because on August 29th, 2 days later, they did not come on until midnight 45 UT. And back on August 22nd, they came on at 23:57. That's around sunrise in Bhutan, and interference permitting, it might also make it to North America if you're close to the gray line around midnight UT. However, you may have a better chance if you're in California like Ron Howard and listen in the morning before they sign off August 31st. He had better than normal reception until they suddenly went off at 12:15. That was 40 hertz below 6035. On September 1st, it was not on the air at 11:53, even though it was heard earlier by Dave Vocco. The sign-off time varies as well. News broke just after last week's program was finished that the clandestine radio Biafra has added shortwave. We believe this is the same one that had been on FM in the region of Nigeria called Biafra, opposing the central government. But Jose Miguel Romero found a report in NigeriaMasterWeb.com as of August 27th that Radio Biafra now broadcasts, converted to universal time at 06 to 08 and from 18 to 20. Both on 15560. Not yet in any of the official schedules, but we checked them and found that TDF in France was using 15560 just before 18 UT and also around 06, so that could be the site, Issoudun in France. But further monitoring here at least indicated that's probably not the case, as I've barely been able to get a carrier in mid-North America, while some other European signals are much stronger, such as from the Vatican and from England. Many monitors in Europe and in Eastern North America are hearing it on 15560 between 18 and 20, but no one has been able to hear it for the morning broadcast at 06 to 08, at least not on 15560. Using the remote receiver in Holland, Rodney Johnson, however, was hearing it and measured the frequency that way as 15560.45. Being that far off frequency is not at all like professional sites such as TDF or MBR in Issoudun, France. Kai Ludwig in Germany says apparently no such morning slot is scheduled at present. Accessing the Radio Biafra website auto-launches recorded programs, wherein they mention their crystal clear shortwave outlet for only 2 hours at 7 p.m., as has already been confirmed. They also talked about planning to expand, although it's expensive. By the way, clandestine appears to be an appropriate category for this operation. Much of what can be heard is merely aggressive shouting. It's all in English, almost exclusively the infamous BSE, meaning bad, simple English. The best Brazilian signal on 60 meters used to be on 4885 Rádio Clube do Pará, and was even on the air all night, but that's not been the case for some months. August 27th at 0211, I was getting a carrier on the frequency, which might have been the other listed Brazilian, Rádio Difusora Acreana, because Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso had reported on Hardcore DX that they had reactivated on August 25th to celebrate their 71st anniversary, and it was recorded by DFS in Japan for YouTube. However, one must be very careful in identifying which signal it is on 4885, possibly by comparing with any available web streams. And Daniel Williams also has news about the next frequency up, 4895 from Brazil, Rádio Novo Tempo in Campo Grande, Mato Grosso do Sul. He says it may return to the air in the next few weeks as the transmitter is being worked on by the technicians. He thinks there may be some impetus to resume the shortwave or tropical wave frequency because the AM may be migrating to FM. Speaking of which, CFZM 740 in Toronto, despite being a 50 kilowatt clear channel station heard all over eastern North America, says they will begin broadcasting on FM 96.7 in parallel to AM. Seems there are parts of downtown Toronto where the AM signal just is not reliable. Apparently the same problem that CBC had, prompting them to move entirely to FM. That news came via Kevin Cozens in Ontario of the Ontario DX Association. In August, Walt Samanuf in Victoria, BC, was having poor to no reception of CKZU Vancouver, the CBC relay on 6159.975. He thinks there's something amiss with their transmitter, and strangely enough, Ron Howard in California, much further away, was still hearing it better than he was in Victoria. In the Condish list, Claudio Galas in Chile reports about the pirate down there on 6925 RCW, which stands for Radio Compañía Worldwide. As far as I know, it's yet to be heard in North America, but he says on September 1st, they were running all night, heard it 0301 UT, with DX programs and nostalgic music. In fact, they had a three-hour rotation, lasting 8 hours altogether, to test their broadcasting between 03 and 11 UT, according to what they said on Facebook. Programs included Frecuencia Lia, El Rincón Diexista from Romania, and Tom Meyer, La Estación de la Alegría. Ivo Ivanov says, due to maintenance of the transmitters at the Jinhua site in China from September 6th to October 16th, many CRI transmissions will be suspended, the one scheduled from the JIN site. They're in Asian and European languages. If you look up the schedules for JIN, you can find all the presumably missing broadcasts where you may be able to hear something else instead. One of the missing is 7325 between 12 and 1257 UT, actually starting at 10 UT, 3 hours off the air, which might be helpful for One Talk Radio Lite Papua New Guinea, if it were on the air, and as far as we know, it is not. However, a couple of broadcasts from Jinhua are supposedly continuing in Bulgarian and Cantonese. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1789. Much more info at our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jorge I. Roman Nieves, WP3AY, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 7-3702. As I mentioned last week, the last two Colombian stations on shortwave, 5910 and 6010, they are sibling stations, both with a call sign HJDH, have not been heard for several weeks. In fact, the last logs I found of them were in late May. So I asked the QSL manager, Rafael Rodriguez, in Bogota, what the situation is, and got a reply from him in Spanish. And here is my translation, or part of it. Earlier this year, Martin Stendahl was linked by the Colombian Attorney General in an investigation for alleged support he gave the Colombian guerrillas of the FARC. He was accused by two former guerrillas seeking economic and legal benefits, incriminating him. The investigation determined that the work he carried out in no way could be interpreted as support for the FARC, because what he does is just evangelizing and seeking peace in Colombia. Among the accusations, it was mentioned that he used the shortwave broadcasters to send encrypted messages, something that was not proven. But during the period of the investigation, he preferred to keep them off the air. At the end of May, he was exonerated of any accusations. He also suffered the loss of his father, who started the evangelical work here in Colombia. After that, I cannot really have direct contact with him. I am informed he has decided to wait until all the investigation calms down, and he is not currently in Colombia. The organization decided to perform preventive maintenance on the equipment, which already had some flaws, but an ongoing problem in the area where the transmitters are located is the electricity supply, ups and downs, and absence. After the maintenance, it was decided to hold off until the situation is regularized through a power plant fueled by diesel. I have no official info about ceasing broadcasts on shortwave, but all the work that Martin Stendahl and his organization developed is going through changes. Rafael says, I'm confident that sometime soon they will reactivate transmissions. And he sent along some press reports about this strange affair. I'll translate some of the headlines, and they, of course, are linked and published in DX Listening Digest. American missionary with alleged links to the FARC has been released. The failed assignment of the prosecution in the case of the missionary and capture of the American missionary is a false positive. About the age-old modulation problems at Radio Cairo, Egypt. Alan Rowan, England, says on August 29th at 21:15, I heard the English service on 9800 with half-decent modulation, meaning at least I could actually listen and, for the most part, understand. It's quite variable, though, with some announcer presenters easier to understand than others. However, for another English sesquire, starting at 0200 for North America, Rodney Johnson in Nevada says, 9315 at 0316 September 2nd in English, modulation barely perceptible. Clara Listensprechen has some comments. I have to admit I've been a Radio Cairo fan since the early 1970s, and they've had equipment problems the entire time between then and now. But thanks to the marvels of social media, I'm friends with Radio Cairo to North America on Facebook, and they announce when they live stream on live stream, so I've preferred to hear them that way. You do need to sign up for an account to hear the stream, but here's the link if you're interested. Too complicated for me to express verbally, but of course it's in DX Listening Digest. Maybe you can find it via livestream.com. She says if you click on one broadcast, you'll discover from the archive that there are still significant equipment issues, even in the studio, let alone the ongoing trouble with the transmitters. If you do sign up, please tell Mayar Adel that Clara sent you. Dick Spacewalker of Radio Space Shuttle, apparently based in Finland, promises a big announcement on the Sunday, September 6th broadcast, which is via Bulgaria, 13600 at 19-20 UT, and is offering once-in-a-lifetime QSLs. That, of course, is much better heard in Europe than North America. In fact, I have not been able to hear it. It doesn't help that there's Cuban jamming in Radio Marti just 5 kilohertz away. Ron Howard in California says, thanks to tips from Joe's Jacob and Dave Valko, found All India Radio Itanagar back on the air again, September 2nd at 1339 on 4990. Underneath a fairly strong PBS Hunan China with subcontinental music, reception is only possible when PBS was not playing their usual Chinese opera. It's nice to find that the recent absence of Itanagar was not permanent. As of August 28th at 1225, Ron Howard says, RRI, Merauke, Indonesia, 3905, finished the Jakarta News by playing the patriotic song, Dirgahayu Indonesiaku. Very nice to find that Merauke has become a regular broadcaster now, heard daily on 3905. And this was parallel to apparently the only other two Indonesian shortwave regionals still active, Palangkaraya 3324.88 and Vamena on 4869.88. Tobias Squared in Germany continues to monitor World of Radio on medium wave from Challenger Radio in Italy. He says both on Sunday, August 23rd and 30th, the 846 kHz transmitter carried only part of World of Radio between 2104 after the news and before some other programs started at 21:15. Normally, I expect World of Radio affiliates to carry the entire program, so I'm debating whether, in this case, something is better than nothing. I suppose this also applies to their two other frequencies, 1368 and 567 kHz. Joe's Jacob reports to DX India about Radio Kashmir Srinagar. 4950. It was heard August 31st around midnight 50 UT. It had been off the air for many months during this morning transmission time. It used to be heard around 1330 for about half an hour only. His further monitoring says as of September 2nd, Srinagar is on air on shortwave for more hours than it had been recently. 4950 heard it around 01 and 15 UT at a poor level. Ron Howard in California also presumes he heard it September 2nd at 1449, staying on the air much longer than normally. It had been signing off about 1400. However, there was only an open carrier when he was hearing it, no audio. And yet another item from Ron Howard. He says, as of September 1st, Seabreeze or Shokaze from Yamato, Japan, switched one of their alternate frequencies to temporarily avoid North Korean jamming. From 6020, they moved to 5985. In Tuesday, in stilted Chinese. They mixed badly with Myanmar, also on 5985. That frees 6020, however, for Voice of Vietnam program number 4. At least initially, that frequency's in the clear once the jamming catches up with Shokaze on 5985. About the Oklahoma station on 1650, widely misbelieved to be in Arkansas, KYHN. Something very strange appeared in FCC listings in August, a call sign change to WFSM. I should point out that Oklahoma and Arkansas are west of the Mississippi, so such a call sign would be extremely unlikely. I guess it was just a mistake by the FCC as I kept listening to the station, and they kept identifying as KYHN, Oklahoma's talk radio. Possibly the intention was to change to KFSM, which would match a TV station in Fort Smith. However, David Yosis of the National Radio Club says the FCC finally fixed this on August 28th, back to KYHN, even in their listings. Tobias in Germany says the VOA Pinheiro relay in São Tomé on 1530 kHz is more than 5 megameters away, but often heard with a remarkably loud signal here in Europe. Between 20 and 21 UT in English, with news on the hour and lots of music and informational programming. Although their beam is not really pointing here, we're about 60 degrees off the main direction, it's coming through quite legibly and sometimes even up to an overall merit of 4, depending on propagation and co-channel interference. The programming is in parallel to shortwave 6080 from Botswana, among others. The Sol of Sweden transmitter was on the air Sunday, August 30th on 9405, and it seems well heard in Europe, with special programming from the Swedish DX Federation and Radio Nord Revival, 9405, starting at 09UT with 10 kilowatts, says Mike Terry. And Roger in Germany, found from their website, www.radiosala.se, another broadcast schedule for Friday, September 4th at 15 hours. That's probably local time until the final program starting at 2000. Although I assume it's mostly or all presented in Swedish, strangely enough, many of the programs seem to have English names. 78 Time, Country Box, Radio Nord Revival, The Ronnie B. Good Show, International Radio City, and HIT. Via ODXA et al., Al Stern at Satellite Beach, Florida, Utility Monitor, reminds us that Cape Radio is still using 10780 kHz USB. We recall it from the active years of the U.S. manned space program. He heard it August 28th of this year at 1735 UT with Bloodhound 300, a flight in preparation for an Atlas V launch from Cape Canaveral. Even into September, I'm still hearing the mixing product on 6220 of WWCR 7520, minus their co-located medium wave station WNQM 1300. That makes 6220. It's on the air from midnight until 02UT. I was hearing it as late as 0145, relaying La Ranchera WMDB 880 in Nashville. And now we have a report of someone else hearing this. Chris Crosby on Bugs Island, Virginia, who runs the shortwave radio page at facebook.com. There is a matching spur, 1300 kilohertz above 7520 on 8820, which is much, much weaker, but I've also been able to confirm it's also from those two stations. From that Facebook location, we also see a link to a story in High Country News about KZMU, a community radio station in Moab, Utah, which is having its funding cut because the Corporation for Public Broadcasting has decided it is too small to survive. When the noise level permits at night, I continue to hear a very weak signal on 2660 kHz playing music. I think it's the second harmonic of KGLD, Tyler, Texas 1330, which I identified a couple of years ago. And now there's another possible medium wave second harmonic on 2600. I heard that August 30th at midnight 56 UT, but not later, so it may be necessary to hear it on daytime facilities. That would be 2 times 1300, possibly WNQM in Nashville, but just because they're mixing with WWCR, that doesn't mean they're putting out direct harmonics as well. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field unsettled to active with G1 minor storm level September 19th. ANKNSC is peaking at 20 and 5. Solar flux 85 through September 10th, then rising to 115 September 13th to 22nd. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1789.